This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
QNN Community Network News. I'm Nathan Partenza.
And I'm Anthony Smeaton. Australia's most well-known openly gay politician Bob Brown has resigned as leader of the Greens and plans to leave Parliament forever in June. His shock resignation comes after Senator Brown led the party to its most powerful political position in history with a 10-member strong party across both houses of Parliament. Brown has been a long-time advocate for gay rights and says being open about his sexuality while in public life has at times been tough, but was always the right thing to do.
An equal love protester says she has no regrets after confronting opposition leader Tony Abbott in a Melbourne cafe at the weekend. Abbott was targeted by around six marriage equality protesters as he dined at the University Cafe in Carlton. While the protesters were soon ejected from the cafe, they continued to chant at Abbott while banging on the windows of the restaurant. Amid criticism of the aggressive tactics, Equal Love convener Ali Hogg said she couldn't pass up the opportunity to stand up for equality.
We need to keep up these types of pressures on the coalition. We get to hear the opinions of these bigots all of the time and we don't get to respond to them. So when we get that opportunity, I think that we should.
A number of high-profile Aussie comedians have taken time out of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival to film a video for the Aussie It Gets Better project. The clip features some of our country's funniest, including Will Anderson and Peter Hellyer, as well as the openly gay Hannah Gadsby, who used her trademark humour in delivering a message.
Hey, it's Hannah Gadsby here. Yep. Here to just tell you all, it gets better. Not this video, it's probably going to just keep the same trajectory, but just life in generally, it gets better.
Christian Democrat Peter Madden's anti-gay marriage truck has generated a response of the sweet variety. The ice cream truck of love plans to travel from Sydney to Brisbane and back down the eastern coast, handing out free ice cream to raise awareness for marriage equality. Creator and etiquette blogger Adrienne Fernand says the campaign aims to show that everyone deserves the opportunity to marry the person they love, no matter what the flavour.
Everyone likes ice cream, but some like chocolate, some like strawberry, some like vanilla. But because I don't like a certain flavour doesn't mean that that person shouldn't be entitled to ice cream. So that was the premise, to make it really easy for everybody to understand, from children through to the wider community.
The project needs to raise $30,000 to get on the road.
An ad campaign in the UK for reparative gay therapies that has been running on London buses has been banned. The campaign features slogans such as ex-gay and proud and claimed homosexuals could develop their heterosexual potential by participating in the therapy. The Lord Mayor of London and Chair of Transport for London, Boris Johnston, ordered the ads be pulled following public outcry which called them homophobic.
A school catering specifically for gay and lesbian students has opened its doors in the US. Q High opened last month and aims to provide a more tolerant environment for students who experienced bullying or didn't feel safe at other schools because of their sexual orientation. The school is one of only a handful in the US and is operated by not-for-profit group 1 in 10. Deputy Director Michael Wakeley says research showed GLBTI students were dropping out of traditional schools and not going back.
My ultimate goal is that bullying and dislike and hatred for gay and lesbian youth stops and there's no need for this school. The reason we have this school is because there's a need.
Around 14 students have so far enrolled at the school, with room for up to 10 more.
And briefly in other news, superstar Hollywood couple Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie have gotten engaged, abandoning their pledge not to marry until same-sex couples in the US can do the same.
To QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
Asia-Pacific Outgame scouts have visited the Northern Territory in search of a location for their next event. And the New York University Athletics Department have released an It Gets Better video. The video features players and coaches from NYU delivering the message that you can be out and accepted in all sports.
My name's Jay Hayes. I'm a senior captain of men's volleyball team here at NYU. I'm also gay. I know I can achieve anything I set my mind on doing, and I can do that while being out and being proud of who I am.
Thanks, Tanya. If there's a story out there that you'd like to hear on QNN, then let us know about it. Email us on qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Anthony Smeaton.
And I'm Nathan Partenza. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from the Joy Studios in Melbourne. For more gay and lesbian content, please go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.